Hi, I'm Jim Ganley, and this is a special edition of Faith in Action. Our co-host is MJ Crowder, and one thing that's special about it is that was a different intro than we usually have.
But you know, I like it so much. We could keep that one. I love it.
We do want to remind people that this is Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health and by Marion University. And there's a very good reason that we started with the particular song by the particular group.
Well, our group, our actual guest today on Faith in Action, is a group, a Catholic Cajun band from Louisiana called L'Angelus. In fact, it's funny the way they said they L'Angelus, but it looks like L'Angelus. And they were in town about a month ago, the 1st of May, for the festival at St. John's downtown. And the band is actually made up of siblings, Stephen Reese, Katie, Paige, Johnny. They have an interesting start, and we have Stephen on the phone with us, so we might as well just get started. But this is, I'm going to tell you, listeners, if you're listening now, the second half of our show will be all music, and it's a real treat. I'd like to do this on a regular basis, Jim, because I'm delighted with this. So welcome today. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Stephen Reese from the Cajun Catholic band, I would say, L'Angelus. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Indianapolis. We caught up with Stephen about the 1st of May. He was at St. John's Festival downtown. Stephen, I'm tickled to have you on the phone. What beautiful music your family makes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We have a good time.
Well, you know, for our listeners, who we started this segment with a little bit of music, and I'm kind of a new groupie to you. Jim found it and introduced it, and we're playing it the second half of our show, as a matter of fact, today. But tell us a little bit about you. I found out a lot on the net, from Wikipedia, from Googling, but I love your story, Stephen. So tell us about how you guys got started.
Well, we got started. Basically, back in like 96, I want to say, 1996, my dad was a corporate pilot, and we lived in Louisiana, in Lafayette, and he decided to take a job at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, teaching China Airlines flight students how to fly jets.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. So we moved from Louisiana up to North Dakota, and basically what happened is my mom was what you would call outdoorsy before that, and okay. Then if you've ever been to Grand Forks, North Dakota, it's about an hour from Winnipeg. It's really, really cold, and somebody who would consider themselves outdoorsy in Louisiana would become very quickly indoorsy. So she had always she got a guitar my parents' first Christmas they were married, and started learning, but she really kind of started playing and singing a lot, and all of us kind of started singing along with her. She started gigging at coffee shops. We started singing with her then. And so for many, many years, we, the four siblings and our mom, were playing as a band called Lindaloo and the Lucky Four. and then it was probably, I think it was about 2005, we sort of reformed L'Angelus, and it's gone through a little bit of an evolution, but it's basically the same four siblings. We've been playing together, well, full time since my dad quit flying in year 2000, and music has been kind of the sole source of income for the family since then.
And the four siblings are Stephen, Katie, Paige, and Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen, I first encountered you with the Sacred Hymns collection, which I just love. I was playing that in my car one time for a couple that wasn't Catholic, and I said, here's a CD and the music on it, so pretty. After you hear it, you're going to want to become Catholic. But when I visited your website, I thought, gee, did I get the right place? Because what's on the CD are some beautiful, beautiful traditional Catholic hymns, including some Latin Catholic hymns. But when you go to the website, there's a lot of Cajun music on there. So what are you, a Catholic band or a Cajun band?
I'll tell you what, the story about that hymns album is funny. It's kind of like an offshoot from sort of the main focus of the band. We played we heard about this, like, essentially, we never intended to be a Catholic band. We are a band, and we're all Catholic. And so I think what happened was people started booking us at Catholic events just because we were Catholic.
Sure.
The music doesn't ever oppose our Catholic faith. But,
right.
You know, if you listen to some of our CDs, there's like, you know, there's tough subjects that are better tackled there that you may not want to play for a 6 or a 7-year-old, but the hymns record is kind of, safe for everybody. It's just,
it's
traditional.
So
but we
beautiful.
Played it.
It's so beautiful,
yeah, well,
Stephen. I mean,
thank you.
It is. It's we played it the beginning part of this, and the second half is going to be completely that. But, oh my goodness, I love the Cajun flavor to this. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, I notice on just the one CD that we have here, you guys have got songs in at least 3 languages. Obviously, the English one. Well, 4. There's English. There's Latin. There's a French one, I believe. And I think there's a Spanish one there as well.
Yeah, we do a few Spanish songs. We opened up for the Pope at World Youth Day in Spain.
Oh my goodness!
And we played a Spanish song called La Guadalupana about Our Lady that isn't actually recorded anywhere. It's kind of a bummer, but I think it's probably up on YouTube and stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you about your music, because you do obviously this CD that Jim has in front of him is mostly religious music. But do you write your own music? Because I know you do covers. I've gone to your website, and you've got all kinds of covers and all kinds of genre. But do you also write original music?
Yeah, well, if you go onto the store page, like our first album from 2006, Sacebal, is like probably 75% original songs. And the album Love Don't Care is an EP with 5 songs, and we wrote 4 of them, and then the 5th one, well, I don't know if it's the 5th track, but the song Jolie Blanc is like an old Cajun song that we kind of rocked out, and so we do a lot of originals, and we're kind of moving more in that sort of direction of more of a focus, because we live in Nashville now, and like the music industry is a tough business, but you can be a great band, but if you're just doing covers...
Yeah, you need to have a little bit more. I got it. If you're just...
You've got to have great originals, just great original songs that really... Because this is a career that's just built on songs.
Oh, sure.
You know?
And the competition, I guess, is brutal. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, our guest today is Stephen Reese from the band L'Angelus. You got to get some of this music. If you were to point our listeners to the best place to get some of your music, or download some of your music, or buy some of your music, where would you send them?
I mean, the best place to just get right on getting some music is actually our website, which is langelus.com, LANGELUS.com. But it's also on most of the, digital retailers that you'd expect. It's on iTunes and Amazon and all that stuff, but there's downloads, like digital downloads, on our store page of our website that you can't get anywhere else, and some of them are free. Like, we did a couple of older like throwback songs on a couple of Throwback Thursdays that we just were, like, I did 2 songs, I think, and that might actually be fun for y'all to play one of those tracks. Either like Loch Lomond or Genevieve are both free tracks up on the website right now. And you can get a track from our EP for free, and also the downloads from our website are less expensive than they are from iTunes. So
okay, I've seen a lot of the videos on the internet, and Stephen, you are one of the singers and primarily the violin player.
Yeah, that's my main gig is violin. I'm kind of the utility guy. When they needed something that the band doesn't have, I end up having to learn how to play it.
I saw one video where you're playing kind of a bluesy saxophone.
Yeah.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, this is a treat today. We have Stephen Reese with L'Angelus, and we're going to play his music the second half of this show. It's been a delight having you. I just have one more question. We're almost out of time here. How many instruments do you play? Because it looks like there are a significant number of them.
I think eight.
I think eight.
Well, I always, like, yeah, because they're adding new ones on. I started learning accordion a couple of years ago, and there's a couple of, like, songs on the latest record that have accordion on. So, yeah, fiddle, saxophone, harmonica, guitar, penny whistle, mandolin.
Penny whistle. Penny whistle. Never heard of that one. Penny whistle.
You can't be a Cajun
bird. Irish whistle.
Irish whistle. Okay. I was going to ask you your most interesting venue, but I think you've already answered it. Opening for the Pope is at World Youth Days. That kind of hits it.
That was a fun gig. There was also a tour we did in 2012 opening up and actually being Michael W. Smith's band, who's a real big Christian artist.
Oh, yeah. And know him well.
That was a cool gig because, like, we'd never done anything in sort of the Protestant Christian music world, and it was a real eye-opening experience. It was really cool.
Well, God bless you, Stephen. Thank you so much for being our guest today. I know I caught you in between gigs and you're on the road, but God bless you, and thank you for being our guest here at Catholic Radio.
Thank you so much. Great being on the show.
You're listening to Faith in Action on Catholic Radio, and we want to remind you that Faith in Action is underwritten by our good friends at St. Vincent Health and Marian University. The guest today on our Faith in Action program is Stephen Reese, and Stephen is part of the band L'Angelus that played recently at the St. John's Festival downtown. And as we promised, we're going to fill the rest of our program today with music from L'Angelus.
This day God gives me strength of high heaven, sun and moon shining, flame in my heart. God sends me strength as my guardian, might to uphold me, wisdom as guide. Your eyes are watchful, your ears are listening, your lips are speaking, friend at my side.
That was the song This Day God Gives Me by the band L'Angelus. The lead singer on that particular song was Stephen Reese, who we were talking to earlier in the program. The other singers are Katie, his sister, Paige, also a sister, and Johnny, his brother, on drums. You're listening to Faith in Action on Catholic Radio, and we're playing the music of the band L'Angelus today.
Virgin, Mother undefiled, sing.
Love that music. That's L'Angelus, a band from Louisiana, playing some beautiful, beautiful Catholic songs here on Catholic Radio. If you'd like to find out more about the band or to buy any of their music, you can certainly do that at their website, L'Angelus.com. And let me spell that for you. It's a little tricky. L'Angelus. L'Angelus. Just like El Angelus, but they pronounce it L'Angelus. They also have made very beautiful renditions of some traditional Catholic Latin hymns and do a wonderful, wonderful job on those.
Tantum ergo sacramentum venere genui et antiquum falling this free, and the Spirit God proceeding from them each eternally. Be thanksgiving, honor, blessing, might and endless majesty.
Boy, that's so pretty, I really hate to let them go. But we really are out of time for our program today, so thank you very much for listening. That's the musical group L'Angelus. You're listening to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio, and we want to remind you that our program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health and by Marian University.
This day God gives me strength. Heaven, sun and moon shining, flame in my heart, flashing of lightning, wind in its swiftness, deeps of the ocean, firmness of earth. This day God sends me strength as my guardian, might to uphold. Speaking friend at at my side.